Are you here for it? This question was posed at the Orange Conference 2024, and throughout the event, we had main stage and workshop speakers helping us to understand how God is here for it and how we can be here for it in order to reach this next generation for Christ. And on this episode of Student Ministry Connection, I'm joined by several of the conference attendees to talk about who is there for them and how they plan on being here for it. Welcome to Student Ministry Connection, a podcast for those who serve in student ministry, but also want to connect with others and continue to grow as disciples and leaders. My name is Steve Cullum, and I've served in student ministry since 1999. And in addition to being a youth pastor myself, I'm also a missionary with National Network of Youth Ministries, where I get to help personally encourage, professionally equip, and spiritually strengthen youth leaders for faithful and effective ministry with the next generation. Soon after I arrived at my church in New Hampshire, I discovered the DASH student curriculum, and then soon after they were absorbed by Orange. And this led me to attend my first Orange conference in 2010, and I've been going almost every year since then. It's a great conference, even if you don't use their curriculum. In fact, they don't really talk about the curriculum very much during the conference unless you go to a specific workshop dedicated to it. Instead, they have amazing themes that all the speakers talk about from different perspectives. This year's theme was here for it. The word here requires a constant action to show up for people. And the word for cues us to have a posture of an advocate. And the word it engages us to take a step into something unpredictable. Those of us who work in student ministry realize that a here for it mindset can be risky, challenging, unpredictable, overwhelming, and life-giving all at the same time. But it's worth it. So are you here for it? I am. But before I have a bunch of conference attendees tell you why they're here for it, let's pause to thank the sponsor of this episode. G-Shades is a youth ministry curriculum and teaching strategy focused on helping students see every life situation through the lens of the gospel. G-Shades has options to fit everyone with three plans to choose from. This curriculum gives you the resources that you need to do what you do better. Do you just need message outlines, a discussion guide, and a game? That's just over $200. Looking for a higher production value, including bumper videos, Instagram devotionals, and parent guides? That's just over $300. Or do you want an affordable, engaging video curriculum? G-Shades has you covered for just over $400. You will not find a youth ministry video curriculum at that price point anywhere else. There are lots of great curriculum options out there, but G-Shades is set apart because every lesson focuses so much on Jesus and how to see the world and life situations through the lens of the gospel. You can also learn more about the creator, Mike Haynes, on episodes 32, 55, and 93 of this podcast. So head over to gshades.org to download season 5 of G-Shades Youth Ministry Curriculum. And be sure to use the promo code CONNECTION at checkout to save $20 off your order. G-Shades, seeing life through the lens of the gospel. Thank you so much, G-Shades, for sponsoring this episode. You can find the link to G-Shades in the podcast show notes. For this episode, I decided to do something different that I've not done in a while. I took my microphone to the conference floor and I asked a bunch of the attendees to answer some questions. Who is there for you, and why or how do you plan on being here for it? So let's hear what they have to say.
So the person that was here for me, his name is Casey McCormick, and just was there for me in a time in high school with, I was going through a lot. Parents split up and he showed up and supported me, and I just plan to be here for it in this generation with whatever they're facing. I'm going to show them that I love them and support them.
Hey, my name is Toni Ann, and I am here for it by wanting to be able to reach kids for Jesus and my leaders and my community. And I just feel like that's just an awesome way to be able to learn from everything that they've taught us here, but also to be able to go out there and be so excited and hyped for Jesus and share the message.
So my youth pastor, Jeremy, was here for me, just imitated Jesus really, really well. And yeah, it just inspired me to actually do things and look a little bit different than the rest of the world did. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? I'm Nastasha Lewis from the Kingdom Church Orlando. Woo, woo, woo. And the person that was here for me, I would say my friends, Tanisha and Pastor Yvette, they were here for me. They helped open my mind when they brought me here to the Orange Conference. This is our third year. And the fact that they believed in me enough, my church believed in me enough to even bring me here to expand my mind when it comes to actually teaching the children the word and the word being effective in their lives. Not like old Sunday school for me with a ditto and some crackers and some juice. This time we're giving them the bread, the word of life. And that's what's so exciting about it. That's who was there for me. And the reason and the how and the why that I'm going to be here for it is by my choices. I'm going to choose to take back everything that I gained from this conference and refuel. I'm refueled from this conference. It's going to take me around another year and working with all of our children, all ages, babies all the way up to 12th grade. I'm going to be there for that with the food that I got from the Orange Conference 2024. So that's what's up.
Hi, guys. My name is Natalie DePoo. I'm the Next Gen Director over at the Kingdom Church in Orlando, Florida. And who was here for me? My team. And I am so honored and so thankful. This was my first Orange. This was not my team's, not everyone on my team's first Orange. So it was a dope experience because they kind of knew what to expect and I didn't. And so they were here for me, telling me what to expect, having my back, having me encouraged, getting me excited. I was already excited. I didn't know what to expect, but I was still excited anyway. You know how that goes. But that's who was here for me, was my squad. And how do I plan on being here for it? It's just going back and being very intentional just about how we implement a lot of these things, kind of like they were talking about at the end, just like not trying to overwhelm it, but like leavening it literally piece by piece, just doing what we can to make sure our kids walk away with the love of God every day.
Hey, I'm Nikki Green from Bellingham, Washington, and I'm here for it because Tim Vincent was here for it for me, and I want to be here for it for the next generation coming up and to help them through all that life is going to bring them.
My name is David from Perth, Western Australia. Who was there for me? So it's actually funny, like one of the people that was there for me in my life is attending the conference as well. He used to be my youth pastor. He's currently our executive pastor of the church. So he's invested in me heavily. And I don't think I would be as involved in ministry if he didn't, you know, empower me when I was still in youth and, you know, giving me a lot of responsibilities at the church. So yeah, I wouldn't be where I am without him. So I'm really grateful for him. And how will I be there for others? I guess just to be present. Like if I see someone that has the potential, like what he saw in me, just to continue to invest in them, be present for them, be there for them. And continue to help upskill them in the passions that they have and whatever that may look like as well.
Yeah. My name is Christy Markham. I'm at Winchester First Church of God in Kentucky. The person that's been there for me the most in ministry and really mentoring me is my current lead pastor, Alan Hutchison, like huge cheerleader telling me to go for it. Was ordained last year really because of his encouragement. And then teenagers, I am mom number two on their phones, and I just try to be there, even the simple stuff. But one of my kids is getting ready to graduate Asbury and go into seminary, and he's coming on part-time staff, and I've had him since he was 4 years old. So right now, in this moment, he's the one that I really want to pour into and be there for.
How you guys doing? My name is Fonzo from the Kingdom Church, and who was here for me? Pastor Yvette. She's been making this known for me for 3 years, and I finally came this year, and it was amazing, and I can't wait to be here every year.
Hi, I'm Jordan Ledwell. I've been in student ministry and kids ministry for about 16 years. I think the cool thing about being here for it is I had a guy step up. He was just the interim student pastor. I'd had about 7 student pastors that year. Felt like we just kind of went through him really quickly, but he stepped in as the interim. He allowed me to be a leader, even as a student, and it's kind of translated into my ministry where I've believe that the now generation of students are leaders today. We don't have to wait to equip them and push them on to greater things. We get to do it today. And so I've been able to see the fruits of that. Being here for it today means that the students that we're training get to be here for it, and they get to lead, and they get to experience what real ministry looks like even before they're given the full keys.
Hello, my name is Carson. I am involved with kids ministry, but student ministry changed my life. And really, it's just because of the people who are in the trenches with me. I believe that's the definition of being here for it. of, speaking on stage is really important, but what's more important is getting in the mess and the mire and the trenches with students, of interrupting the small group questions, just see how their week is going, of pausing your day off to actually grab coffee with someone or be them with them in times of crisis. I trusted my small group leader because I knew if I called him, he'd answer. And that's a big deal to trust someone like that and to rely on someone like that. I think that's one of the things the church needs to be, is as faithful, as consistent, as reliable as Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
So my name is Samson Georges from the Kingdom Church in Orlando, Florida. Yeah, so who was here for me? I would say my dad. Growing up in a home where he was super religious, he understood that raising me in America, that there's a lot of times I'm going to choose my own path. So he was really able to show me Jesus and just his lifestyle and the way he treated my mom, the way he treated me and my brothers. And so for me, when I think about being here for it, I think about passing on to the next generation, because essentially the next generation, they're pretty much the generation of today. And so each and every day, it pretty much drives me to do everything I can to show Jesus through my actions, through my love, through the way that I care and the way I can share.
So someone who's been there for me, currently, his name is Brandon Hammond. He's a preacher at O'Fallon Christian Church in O'Fallon, Missouri. Just kind of mentored me, been like a brother since I was in my undergrad. And so definitely him. I reach out to him every so often and just talk about ministry and all that fun stuff. And how am I committing to be here for it? In the future is just trying to be innovative, trying to bring new ideas into student ministry, kids ministry, so our church is around in the future.
I'm Sierra, and someone who was here for me, his name was Tim, and he saw potential in me that I never would have thought that I had and gave me reps when I totally shouldn't have had them, but he is why I get to be here for the next generation. And I plan to be here for the next generation by keeping myself healthy and learning how to lean on God and lean on my team, because we can't do this by ourselves.
Hey, I'm planning on being here for it because I think a lot of people, when it comes to youth in 2024, are getting the feeling it's kind of a lost cause with technology, with the schools, with everything going on. I feel like there's more and more people stepping away from the youth and looking at them like, you know, they'll figure it out or they won't. And so I'm here for it to make sure that someone keeps an eye on them the same way someone kept an eye on me. I'm here for it because I know that God can use people like me, as crazy as that is, to be a voice and to be a light in these kids' lives. So I'm here for it.
Greetings and humble salutations. I am Cornelli E. Antonor, a member of the lovely Kingdom Church, Florida. Excuse my voice, because obviously it's after conference voice. So who was here for me? So it's kind of hard to choose, because I feel like the community is what makes your people, is what makes you. Take the village to raise a child, and baby, am I a child. So I'm grateful to everybody that has been around me, that surrounded me. How do I plan to be here for it? It's show up for the people that I love. That's everybody in my community. So I'm thankful. Thank you, Orange Conference.
Even though this year's conference had a bit of a cloud over it due to the recent news about Orange's founder and CEO, it was still a great event filled with a ton of hope. And everywhere I turned, speakers and attendees were excited about being here for it both now and in the future. And maybe after listening to this episode, you've started to think about the people who were there for you. And what I would encourage you to do is reach out to them if you can and thank them for being there for you. And help them know that because they were there for you, you are now here for it for the next generation. If you want to hear more about this year's conference, I'm also going to be appearing soon on the National Network of Youth Ministries Free Refills podcast, which should be published sometime in May 2024, both on their podcast feed and also the NNYM YouTube channel. I'm also going to be posting a follow-up blog over at stevecollum.com as well. If you found this episode helpful, I would ask you to do two things. Number one, please share this with other youth leaders you know. And number two, please leave a positive review on your podcast app of choice. This really helps us to not only grow our community here, but it also helps me get to events like Orange Conference and keep having amazing guests. We've had a lot of great reviews, but I want to highlight one piece of feedback that we received on Spotify recently. Jacob said in response to episode 129, "Thank you for this episode. I was fired from a well-known church unexpectedly, and it wrecked me. This episode gives me hope. I haven't landed anywhere yet, but I have hope that I will. Y'all are a blessing. Thank you so much, Jacob, for your encouragements. And I'm so glad that you're hopeful about the future. I know God is not done with you yet. Before we close, I also want to remind you that if you'd like to support my ministry with National Network of Youth Ministries, you can head to the links in the show notes or go straight to nnym.org/Steve Cullum, where you'll find information on joining both my financial and my prayer partnership teams. Thank you so much to everyone who has already joined one or both of those teams. I really appreciate it. And before we go, I also want to thank G-Shades for sponsoring this episode. Check out their website at gshades.org and use the promo code CONNECTION to save $20 off your order. And while you're over there, be sure to check out their blog and also the book from G-Shades founder Mike Haynes. And finally, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app or on YouTube so you don't miss any future episodes. But until next time, be sure to stay connected. And may God bless your ministry.